listening to All Independent Radio on NEIALive.com, broadcasting from Brookline, Boston.
Whatever your heart desires, you can find it on All Independent Radio, NEIALive.com.
Good morning. It is Sunday, November 1, new month. Hooray. Hope you all had an enjoyable Halloween and didn't get frightened too much by all the scary goings on. We're going to take it a little slow today because I feel a little stress in the air. So, you know, to help myself out, I suppose, and hopefully you, to bring you some peace and relaxation on this lovely Sunday. We will be taking it easy, as I said. Not quite so loud as we sometimes like to get. We're starting off with Empty House Collective. And did I mention, you're listening to Radio Obsession, a weekly show, Sundays 10 to noon, with your host Sarah. And we are happy to be here bringing you some excellent music. So stick around and we'll be back to chat with you some more in a little while.
Thank you.
Good morning again, and welcome back to Radio Obsession. It is Sunday, November 1, and important announcement for all you folks who may not remember, it's daylight savings time. And that doesn't just go for our listeners in the United States, but in the European Union as well. They switched back. Happily, they changed the daylight savings time to the first Sunday in November, so it's after Halloween, so the kids can trick-or-treat safely with some light out there. But you got an extra hour today, kiddies. Switched at 2 a.m., so set your clocks back an hour. It's not 11:10, it's 10:10. Okay, do I need to say that again? Sorry. In the European Union, summertime begins and ends at 1 a.m. Universal Time, Greenwich Mean Time. And it begins the last Sunday in March, and it also ends the last Sunday in October. So that was already a week ago. I guess they already switched. So I hope you switched your clocks back. All right. So we started, I think I said the wrong name on that band. That was Empty House Cooperative. I think I said Collective. But that was Chris Brokaw and Dave Curry. They are members of Empty House Cooperative, but they were also here in the Boston area last night over at a way, way cool venue. If you are around here, you should check this out. It's Arts at the Armory. The Armory is a place in, it's in Somerville, Massachusetts, on Highland Ave, 191 Highland Ave, and they recently renovated that building. It looks sort of like a castle. I think it might have been an armored guard post or something. I'm not really sure. But it's a very interesting building. They've got parking behind it, and inside it's just fabulous, gorgeous. Just beautifully decorated, lighting, very nice. Nice people, all kinds of interesting stuff going on there. And last night, or over actually the weekend for Halloween, they had some cool stuff happening. Last night, Chris Brokaw and Dave Curry played along to a silent movie. I can't remember the name of the movie. I apologize. Started with a T. It was from 19... it was from a while ago. I'm sorry. I didn't do my homework. But they were opening for Devil Music Ensemble, who were the headliner, who were playing along with Nosferatu. So very spooky. And they also had Phantom of the Opera with the Alloy Orchestra playing along on Friday. So please check out the goings-on at Arts at the Armory in Somerville. Very cool place, and they should get supported, I think. Love to see stuff like that happening. You can go to their website at artsatthearmory.org. That's all one word, artsatthearmory.org. Okay, so... the song we just heard was Empty House Cooperative from their Painted Plain CD. And the song was called Bright Sunlight Discovery of Secrets. And Chris Brokaw is, you can go to chrisbrokaw.com if you want to find out more about what he's doing. He's all over the place musically. He's a talented individual. He's going to be on tour with Evan Dando of the Lemonheads in November and December. And if you go to his website, you can find out when they're playing where. And he, excuse me, recorded four songs on the upcoming Lemonheads album that I guess they're going to be supporting on this tour. So lots of info for you all. And you are listening to All Independent Radio. We are webcasting from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts. And if you like to... listen on your iPhone, you can catch us on iTunes at under College University Radio on All Independent Radio. So keep us with you and keep listening. We are going to move along now and play some Einstürzende Neubauten for you. Thank you.
graue Wut, Fassaden schwinden. Stein um Stein um Stein von Fassaden lügen. Was der Sänger singt, ist was der Sänger sieht. Was der Sänger singt, ist was der Sänger sieht. Was der Sänger sieht, ist was der Sänger sieht. Ist Geiselnahme. Architektur ist Geiselnahme.
Thank you.
That's a good song. But we're not going to listen to it right now. That was Kurt Kirkwood doing Snow. Actually, that was not Kurt Kirkwood. I'm sorry. That's what you're going to be hearing next. That was the Laughing Hyenas, of course. The wonderful, fabulous, long-defunct Laughing Hyenas. That was from a 1990 Touch and Go Records release. And, you know, we don't have turntables in this studio, but we do have a cassette player. So that is actually off of an old cassette. Still sounding pretty good. And the record was called Life of Crime. And the song was Here We Go Again, as you might have guessed from the wording in the lyrics. Before that, we had Einsturz in den Neubauten with Architektur ist Geiselnahme. And while that was playing, I was trying to look up on the internet's Geiselnahme so I could tell you what that is. It seems to be some sort of movement or something, but I kept getting all the results in German, and I could handle it if I had a little more time and a dictionary. I do speak a little bit of German. Guten Tag. Ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch, aber ich verstehe nicht, was Geiselnahme heißt. So maybe next time. Next time I play it, I'll have figured that out. Dang, caught again without having done my homework. But that was from a 2000 release, I believe. 2001. And it is Sunday, November 1, and it's Daylight Savings Fall Back, everybody, so don't forget to change your clock back an hour. It is, I'm looking at a clock that says 11:26, but I know it is really 10:26. So don't forget, enjoy the extra hour. I certainly needed it. Catching my Z's. Right now we are going to bring you Kurt Kirkwood. He is the guy behind Meat Puppets, and I think I've played a couple of Meat Puppet songs on this show because who doesn't love the Meat Puppets? Very influential, classic punk rock band, country punk, very unique, pretty important band. Oh, cripes. I'm switching songs here. My bed music is skipping. The wonderful Esquivel has a skip or scratch or something on that track, so we're going to move ahead. Song we're going to hear from our friend Kurt Kirkwood is Gold. And we're bringing you lots of nice music today, so stay tuned, and we'll be back to talk at you in a couple minutes.
Don't want me to go. I
keep away the cold and rain.
My name is Jessica Bozek. I'm a teacher and writer. I curate a reading series called The Small Animal Project, and I'm also a dilettante seamstress in my spare time. I'm from Lowell, Massachusetts. I grew up in a Polish-American family, which prompted my interest in Russian in college and graduate school. I've lived in Russia and London and Barcelona. After I lived in Spain, I moved to Athens, Georgia, where I studied creative writing. I've been teaching in the English department at the New England Institute of Art for 2 years. I also teach in the writing program at Boston University. And I like to write poetry because I can ask more questions than I answer. And the distinction between poetry and fiction for me is sometimes a strange one, because my poetry is really fiction, which is to say it's not autobiographical. I'm going to read a few poems from a series that I've been working on for the last year, slowly. The poems are about war. They're about our attempts to cover up the atrocities of war with language. They're about memory and history. They're about commemoration. And I think that they probably come out of a class that I've been teaching at BU for the past year or two, called Reading Disaster, which is about the responses to atrocity and disaster by artists around the world. The Revisionist Historian's Tale. Friendly coming in. The soldier with a soothing voice had come. White museum booties muffled his steps. He left his weapons, the sharp and the loud ones, behind roadside rock. Some say his whistle was distinctive. He told the citizens stories of quiet insects, of soft foods, of hare limbs, of lazy, of red trees, of porch chairs, of windrows, of pinking shears, of lavender, of loose sleeves, of a sweater that grew from trees, of wind, of tremor, of transport, of archive, of crystal glint, of lunar surface, of honey, of typewritten notes, of names going rusty from non-use, of wind, of wind, of wind. They close their eyes to go, and from the collective weight of so many eyelids collapsing, the piling started to sink. They would soon be underground. The soldier would soon report that he had watched their houses retract until low growth covered the roofs. He whistled, and their dogs followed him back to his weapons. The streetlights glistened against the grease paint on his face. For years afterward, people in this land talked about the first soldier to fell a town with bedtime stories. They wondered if it was better to be stilled into atrocity or surprised by it. Friendly coming out. The Lone Survivor's Tale. They didn't know they were drowning. The Linguist's Tale. The soldier had been trained in the language of the people he disappeared. This language was a language of things and their ghosts. The soldier wanted one thing and led the people to believe they wanted that thing too. They were tired, and the words he used promised the simulacra of what they already knew. His words cooed, nested, little birds straight to their sense of self. In their view, only the foreign attacked. With the soldier's guidance, the citizens believed that mutiny was superfluous. They preferred sugar, coiling, incumbent calm. Yet no one saw the soldier. They only heard his words. They saw their cats hide in closets. They saw their dogs slip through small flaps toward the soldier's sounds. But they, the people, were stilled by the familiar. Geologists have captured the soldier's words, but his thoughts, well, we can only speculate on those. The Seismologist's Tale. It was fall, and the soldier's stories made human piles of them. He went directly to the center of the town, and his stories spiraled outward. The few who tried to flee were held by his soothing voice. The citizens stopped. They grew tired and leaned. They grew tired and sat. Engines idled. They grew tired and sought other bodies to entwine with theirs. Warm, slow cotton piles formed throughout the town. The ground grew heavy. The center of the town sunk first. The earth's tilt was perceptible only to the animals, who knew the soldier as an earthquake maker. But this tremor moved in a different way, had a different shape. It coned. Most dogs avoided the soldier's circles, kept watch from the town's edge. Most dogs detected in the soldier's voice a sense of mission. They detected a master beyond the soldier, though the soldier had all the trappings of an alpha human. The leaves were thin on the trees. By the time the soldier made his final circles, only children who hadn't learned the words remained awake. Without language, they felt the leaves and the leaving. The Dog's Tale. How we were suspicious. We smelled its arrival, a bitter. We smelled it and we wanted to run for the hills. And then it spit, not caring that we could hear. Today, we knew, this new human wants to take something. We didn't think. It wants to leave everything. It wants our help. How we were complicit. It whistled, and we didn't run. We tensed our muscles, lifted our heads. Some started toward their humans. Some readied an ambush as the word circles widened. But pitch kept us away. The new human wanted to leave everything. This was efficiency. The earth opened and the humans slid in. The leaves moved over them. Only we, with our collars, only we, so well fed, we were the evidence of this population. Perhaps that's why the new human wanted us. We were trained, as it was, to sit, to heal, to eat when called. The Lone Survivor's Tale. The sky recovered the next day. Sketch for the fantasist's tales. Air coats. The air was colder in the days before the soldier came, so only those with the slowest metabolisms were not wearing coats when his stories began. Many had just returned home from work, or school, or their secret affairs. It is believed that beavers carry into the water so much air entangled in their coats that if left undisturbed at the bottom of a lake, they can thrust their noses into their fur and breathe for some time. The people, of course, did not have fur, but they had winter coats. Since the event, some villagers have been spotted coming up out of the ground. The Lone Survivor's Tale. In the months that followed, I was cold. I slept with the animals who understood that defense does not mean exclusively, irrevocably, offense.
Thank you. sister, I need wine for color in my skin and darkness for my eyes. But I can see the light burn through, but still it is the night brings me to you. Your gift, the bathtub river's breath, on grounds for fighting words, and I am hating the ignorance in my body, and I can feed on the heaviness. Sister, I need you, and we will dance for gold. Straddle the hour of fear, I learn the real story, drink the truth, shed not one tear.
With that good time music,
yes, it's back on the radio.
Yes, it's good time music, friends, on your favorite listening device on Bad Acid Flashback, heard here on All Independent Radio, Tuesdays from 1 to 3. Join me, won't you? I'm Larry Miller.
With that good time music,
yes, it's back on the radio.
We've all imagined being in front of the camera, but have you ever imagined a career in being behind the camera? Join us in the photography program at the New England Institute of Art. With a hands-on environment, students will learn about composition, lighting, darkroom techniques, color, and design. Leave here with an understanding and a portfolio that will be sure to impress potential employers, only at the New England Institute of Art.
Live from the AI campus in Boston, you're listening to All Independent Radio, webcasting to the world.
Hey, you didn't hear my chair creaking, did you? Welcome back to Radio Obsession. I'm Sarah, and we will be here with you till noon. Don't trick yourself, it's not 10 to noon now. We've got another hour and 10 minutes because it's daylight savings time. Set your clocks back. I don't mean to belabor the point, but I guess I'm kind of beating it like a dead horse. But that's okay, because I want you not to be late or early or whatever. I want you to be on time. And I hope you're enjoying that extra hour, that mysterious free extra hour we just get once a year. Well, twice a year. Once a year we lose one, once a year we get one. I was happy to get one today. I needed the extra hour of sleep because I went to bed kind of late. You just heard Guided by Voices, Sister I Need Wine from Isolation Drills. Before that, we had Rolf Lillivand playing a 14 to 19 string theorb, playing the music of Johannes Hieronymus Capsburger, who was the son of a German gentleman, but he was from Venice. Lived his life in Venice and Rome and Italy. And he was kind of a rebel in his day, oddly enough. So we like to play that indie classical here on All Independent Radio, webcasting to the world from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts. Capsburger was kind of a unique individual. And his music was a little experimental, but it's really beautifully performed on that CD by Rolf Lillivand, who was playing the same instrument, not the same actual instrument, but he wasn't just playing that stuff on a guitar, he was playing an actual theorb, I don't know, not sure about the pronunciation on that, Before that, we heard a piece by Jessica Bozek, who is a English professor here at the New England Institute of Art, and I hope you enjoyed that. She came in and did a reading for me. She did a reading on campus. The Naked Truth literary magazine of the school periodically has readings, which are a really great opportunity to hear some new writing. Several of our faculty members here have published poetry and fiction and other things. So there was a big one about a week ago with 6 faculty members. We've got another one coming up. I'll get the information for that and tell you about that in a minute. But that's coming up in November, maybe next week, a couple weeks, with 2 outside writers. And anyhow, Jessica came in and did and read some of her works from her series about war language and other things. A few of her poems. It's sort of a fiction poem piece. It's kind of blurred edges, as she mentioned in her bio section of that piece. We heard Kurt Kirkwood before, starting out that set with a song called Gold. And he, of course, is the man behind the Meat Puppets. One of the men. It's a couple minutes before 11 o'clock Eastern time here in Boston, the Boston area. Add the appropriate number of hours or subtract them wherever you are, and there you go. We're going to stay a little slow today. We're kind of mellowing out and trying to de-stressify everybody. So I hope you're enjoying. And we're going to move along next. I believe we have Nick Drake up for you. So keep the music coming, and we'll be back in a few.
Which will you go for? Which will you love? Which will you choose from the stars above? Which will you answer? Which will you call? Which will you take for your one and all? Tell me now, which will you love best? Which do you dance for? Which makes you shine? Which will you choose now? If you won't choose mine, which will you hope for? Which can it be? Which will you take now? If you won't take me, tell me now, which will you love? Thank you.
never thought this was the one thing that would be my nemesis. And when I think, it goes like this. I want to shout it out with love. I want to clean it out with glee. I know it's all together wrong. So, please someone wipe it up with me. Sweet solitude, you come too rare. I wish no one else was even here. But that's a price I'll have to bear.
Take it over.
Soundtrack of our lives here on NEIALive.com, All Independent Radio. I'm Sarah. This is Radio Obsession, and thanks for joining me today. Hope you're having a good Sunday so far. That was my favorite Swedish band. I have several records of theirs, so I seem to play them a lot. But hey, love them, so what the heck. Hope you like them too. That was from their record Behind the Music, which came out in 2002. And, all right, Esquivel, chill it out, baby. We heard Mind the Gap. Before that, Jem doing Like This from their Hexed record. And Nick Drake going back way to 1970 with his lovely record Pink Moon, which I think recently they've been... Some of those songs have been used for advertisements and stuff, but he was a very interesting performer, artist from the 70s, early 70s. I think he died way too young. His song we heard was Witch Will from his Pink Moon record. It's 5 after 11, and as I said, you are listening to All Independent Radio. You can catch us on iTunes, College Radio, under All Independent Radio. Little redundant there, sorry. Or you can catch us on the internets at NEIALive.com and you can listen live. Let's see. Forgot what I was doing for a second. We have a weekly feature here. I have a Desert Island record pick for the, until we get through all the songs on it, basically. I'm going to play, I've been playing them sequentially through the record. If you could imagine that you didn't have 600 million songs on your iPod, and you only had one record you could bring with you on a desert island, what would it be? My first choice was Machine Gun Etiquette by The Damned, and so far we've heard songs 1 through 4, and we're going to listen to songs 5 and 6 right now, starting with a hot little number called Anti-Pope.
Change that pain. chasing you through the night with my hands around your neck. Funny how everything seems in technical, yes, I find I'm laughing. And you are turning blue.
Radio Obsession, Sundays 10 to noon on NEIALive.com.
And when the dawn is breaking down, I wake to find my Sheila's back in town.
She's the greatest little girl that I've ever met. Thank you. broadcasting from NEIALive.com, the world's best college radio.
All right, stop. Recycle and listen. Get a bin to put your cans in. Bottles and plastic and paper. Recycle now and make the planet safer. If there is a problem, we can solve it. Recycle daily and keep your world evolving.
A community reminder brought to you from All Independent Radio and the Mass Recycling Program.
An important message from NEIALive.com. Thanks for listening. You are tuned in to Radio Obsession. Where's my friend Escobel? Here he comes. Come on. There he goes. So, Radio Obsession, it's 11:30 and not 12:30. Set your clocks back. It's daylight savings. That's all I'm going to say about it. We just heard The Stooges, We Will Fall, from The Stooges record called The Stooges. Kind of brought things up a little bit in that set, but we had to bring it way back down because we are keeping it mellow today. Started the set off with Tinkerbell's Fairy Dust, which is this crazy band from England. I need to read the liner notes on this thing. I bought the CD a couple weeks ago, and the guy at the record store said, oh, the record, they're only printed about 1,000 of these or something, and it's cost hundreds of dollars, but it's out on CD. And the record is, it's a little psychedelic. They cover You Keep Me Hanging On, that soul classic. It's really a wacky record. They do a Yardbirds cover, Jeff's Boogie. But we heard Sheila's Back in Town, and that was kind of rocking. And after that, we had to follow that with the Everly Brothers, especially since I brought some cassettes in today, since I didn't have a lot of time to prepare for my show. I was like, what can I bring? So, love the Everly Brothers. We heard Claudette from Rip It Up and Pure Harmony. Great little tune. And then the Marvelous Kinks. See My Friends from Kinda Kinks. And then, of course, that was followed by the Stooges, as I mentioned. We've got about half an hour left in the show, and we're going to try to keep you entertained with some nice music. Since we like the Kinks so much, we thought we'd play another one by them. This is a song called Victoria, and it was covered very nicely by The Fall, so I'll probably be playing that sometime soon because The Fall is another favorite here at Radio Obsession. But thanks for tuning in, and I did want to mention, you can tweet us if you are a Twitterer. We have a Twitter site, or identity, I guess, NEIADJ, because we are NEIALive.com, broadcasting from the New England Institute of Art here in Brookline, Massachusetts, and that's NEIADJ. So tweet us. Send us a tweet. Or just you can phone, of course. I never give out the number. It's 617-277-8616 if you feel like calling into the station. But as I mentioned, here we go with some more of the wonderful Kinks.
Come lost, lost, and that's when I'm hurting. I don't know what day it is, it don't matter now. I guess I better get up and hit the street.
You're listening to All Independent Radio. Check out Off the Shelf every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with Mina.
Let's go! Your,
sorry about that, as I was saying. What? Seriously, guys, I'm trying to explain something to the... Why isn't the off button? I need to tell people. Stop it! Off the Shelf, where the music takes over on All Independent Radio.
That's one of our great shows here on NEIALive.com, All Independent Radio, webcasting to you from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts. Mina is on with her Off the Shelf program 10 to noon on Thursdays, and you can hear it sometimes in the archives that we play in between things sometimes. What else do we have going on for you during the week? We've got Now Speaks Me. Carlos is on 1 to 3 p.m. Always a good time on Carlos the Kids Show. Sports Court on Monday with Big Merv from 4 to 6 p.m. Some good sports talk. That's very big here at the New England Institute of Art. A lot of guys and gals here at the radio station who like to talk about sports. Big sports town. So, I guess the NBA just started up and... The baseball is winding down, and I better not keep going here before I get myself into trouble. And the Bruins are always fun. I like the Bruins. A little hockey. But anyway, check out Sports Court. On Tuesdays, we've got Bad Acid Flashback with Larry Miller, 60s Psychedelia, and done at its best. And don't forget, if you're up early, 8 to 9 a.m., you've got... Vanessa, time to get up in the morning with Ness. She'll be bringing you some news and information, particularly of, the traffic reports probably are going to pertain mostly to the Boston area, but the other stuff is probably relevant to you wherever you are. So check out some of these shows and keep it locked at All Independent Radio. So we're winding down Radio Obsession. I'm Sarah, been here since 10 o'clock and finishing up at noon. Don't forget, it's daylight savings today. It's not really 5 to 1, it's 5 to noon, so you got an extra hour. And fix your clocks. And we're going to take things out a little bit here with some craft work. We're going to get back into the... I was trying to keep it... Oh, wait, let me tell you what we just played. I was trying to keep it mellow, slow, dark, whatever, but the rock just kept coming in. And the pop, so I just can't help myself. We started off the set with a second song of the Kinks today, doing Victoria, about Queen Victoria, from God Save the Kinks. Then we had Teardrop Explodes, Ha Ha, I'm Drowning, from Kilimanjaro, another oldie. X did the Have-Nots from Under the Big Black Sun. John Felice, Ain't We Having Fun? He's a Boston artist. He was in several bands back in the 80s, and I don't know what he's doing these days, but an excellent songwriter, so I hope he's going to be around doing something. And Generation X did Ready, Steady, Go with Little Billy Idol when he was just a young man, rocking out the punk with all his heart and soul. And, here's Kraftwerk.
It's your hand to compute. 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 It's more than to compute.
for listening today. That was Kraftwerk, and we're going to finish the show with Chemical Brothers, Believe. Have a great week, and tune in again next Sunday, 10 to 2, for Radio Obsession.
Worried about your kids going out to find drugs? You won't have to, because they're finding them in their own home. The Partnership for a Drug-Free America and the New England Institute of Art are reminding you that the abuse of prescription painkillers, stimulants, and sedatives is now ranking second in our nation, behind marijuana. 1 in 5 teens have reported abusing prescription painkillers, so be safe and hide your medicine. Don't be their dealer. This has been another community reminder from the All Independent Radio.
The Advertising Bachelor's Degree Program at the New England Institute of Art provides a solid art and design foundation combined with hands-on courses in the business and marketing side of advertising. Students begin with a foundation in color and design, photographic imaging, graphics and layout, with studies in marketing and address business issues and industry concerns facing advertising agencies. For more information, go to www.artinstitutes.edu/Boston.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
Are you crazy about music? All kinds of music, from punk to funk and rock to schlock. Well, not too much schlock. You can hear just about anything on Radio Obsession. Sundays from 10 to noon Eastern Standard Time on NEIALive.com.
You're listening to All Independent Radio on NEIALive.com, broadcasting from Brookline, Boston.